Well, the abuse industry maintains itself by categorising more behaviours, normal behaviours, as acts of abuse. So, for example, whereas 30 years ago, the NSPCC was concerned with the killing and severe beating of children, it's now concerned with smacking children, shouting at children. It has even tried to suggest that five-year-old boys who have an interest in five-year-old girls are paedophiles. It's actually used those words. They're not my words, they're the NSPCC's words. You're a psychologist. Harlow's monkeys. Monkeys that are brought up without touch and affection grow up delinquently. They can't bring up their own children. They often kill their own children. There clearly is, and there are important reasons why human beings, adults and children, need to be touched. And we know that it affects us. We know how powerful is touch as adults. It makes the world of difference. The children have got to be denied this to a very large extent in their lifestyles from those who are important adults around them.
The point is, you can talk to a five-year-old all day about how to hold his foot to do something. Yeah. Or you can just grab the foot and do that, and he's learned it from then on. And I just do that now.
Yes.
And before I wouldn't. I resented the fact that I felt I couldn't do it.
If you're a woman, you've had no problem.
Precisely. Yeah. It's outrageous. So I do it now, and no one's, you know, I dare anyone to say I'm doing anything wrong.
Well, I think what you're doing there is an what you've described there, on the face of it, seems extremely trivial. But in reality, has a big impact, not only for the way in which you teach and the effectiveness of your teaching, but with regard to how the child feels about you. Because a woman can do that, and so from the child's point of view, oh yes, women are warm and cuddly, but he doesn't. He's cold, he's distant, he's nasty. And that's how he grows up to see you. And you have to behave in this way. Why? Because of the feminists and because of the hysterics in the child abuse industry. These people have, in my view, caused enormous damage. These people, in my view, have caused enormous damage. And I have said on my website, I'll say it again, I'm sure you won't put this out, but I think the National Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Children has done more harm to our children than all the paedophiles in this country put together. I believe it. I think I can justify it. I think I can prove it to the extent that anything can be proved. And I really am very angry that we have this parasitic organisation in our midst, taking our money, by and large, to demonise men and fathers in the eyes of everybody. You won't, and perhaps you don't remember those adverts they were showing maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
No, I probably wasn't tuned.
Yeah. Well, basically, they are, basically demonising men, casting suspicion on men's relationships with children. They were also at the forefront of the recovered memory, satanic abuse ritual, hysteria. And this organisation has the support of millions of people in this country, and I'd like to see them exposed.
It's sort of everyone, it seems. It's a very well-regarded organisation, isn't it?
It's not well-regarded by a lot of people who work with children, I just say. Social workers are not very keen on the NSPCC because they see it as interference from a bunch of people who do not have as much expertise in dealing with children, but plenty of expertise in raising money, which is what the organisation seems to be about. My belief is that what is missing from our lives, what is missing from, is intimacy. I think that is, we have, what the government has done, what feminists have done, what the child abuse industry has done, what these organisms, if you like, have done, is they have made it very difficult for people to interact closely with each other without risking some form of severe punishment. If they get married, there's a good chance they're going to get divorced. If they deal with children, there's a good chance they're going to be had up for something, blah, blah. And I think the government has purposely made it very difficult for people to have intimate relationships without them risking serious problems. And the consequence is that we're splitting up, we're not getting married, we're not living with each other, and more people living alone, etc., etc., etc. And I think this is purposeful. I actually think that this is of benefit to government. Governments benefit when there's disharmony. The more disharmony, the more badness that there is out there, the more that they can justify, the more the population are fearful, the more they want the governments to protect them, the more funding they give to the governments. So the more crime and criminality out there, the worse it is for us, but the better it is for those in power. They benefit from crime. The police benefit from crime. It's wonderful. The more crime, the more jobs they have, the more money, the more funding they get, the bigger do they grow. The bigger do their departments grow, the higher up the ladder they grow, the more important do they become. So they stir it up. They want a war on drugs. They want domestic violence. They love domestic violence. It gives them something to do. But it doesn't. It's of no benefit for the rest of us. And so, intimacy is being destroyed by the nosy parties in government, by the feminist view of what relationship the ridiculous notions that feminists have about relationships are being imposed on the rest of us. And what is forgotten is all of this. Is that children need to be hugged, they need to be kissed, they need to be loved, even sometimes by their teachers, especially if they've fallen over, hurt themselves, they're upset, what have you. What we have is a situation where we are governed by organisms, government, feminists, the abusive, whose sole interest is stirring up as much hatred as they possibly can. And we see this all the time in their rhetoric, constantly trying to cast suspicion on those who have intimate relations with each other. Is the man sexually assaulting the child? Is he being domestically violent towards his wife? Is he raping the woman that he's dating? It's all negative, That's a major problem, which the men's movement will obliterate. It will.